Bonjour, and welcome to the Amateur Detective Club. This club is exactly how it sounds. A bunch of amateurs talking about their favorite mysteries. So if you encounter a real mystery or a murder, contact the proper authorities. Do not come to us. We do not know what we are doing. But enjoy the program. Allons-y. Let us begin.
I now call this meeting of the Amateur Detective Club to order. I am Melissa Maley, the spy.
I'm Tyler Riley, cop and a half.
I'm Tristan Miller, a separate cop and a half. Half of Tyler's cop and then a whole different cop. I'm going in a new way. Thinking about doing cop and a half different time. Is it a movie? I don't remember. But what did we do today?
We watched the 80s television series, Agatha Christie's Poirot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Starring David Suchet and Hugh Fraser.
Mm-hmm.
This week's episode was 4 and 20 Blackbirds.
Season 1, episode 4.
Yes.
Yep. 4? Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I feel like I must say this at the top. 4 and 20 Blackbirds has no reference to marijuana whatsoever.
Oh, is that a thing?
420, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Where my mind went immediately, but I guess just me.
Can I also say, does the, and maybe we'll get into it, but does the 420 Blackbirds come back at all other than him saying it as like a way to like...
No.
No.
Okay, so it's just a, it's shoehorned in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if this is based on a short story or something.
Not that I recall.
It is based on a thing that was written.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. By Agatha Christie?
Yes.
Oh. No.
Not just
it's based off of a George Michael song, actually. Like, odd, really.
It's from the 80s, right? I don't know. But this episode opens on a sick man in bed, referred to as Mr. Anthony. Anthony Gascoigne.
Mm-hmm. No one coughs like Gascoigne.
No. Nobody does. He's quite sad and quite frail. And the doctor, to me, just didn't seem to care.
Yeah.
About, like, he was just kind of very matter-of-fact, like, so this dude's gonna die.
Is that what going to the doctor is like in Britain? I mean, like, bedside manner-wise. Are the Brits just a bit more
matter-of-fact? I think it just depends on the doctors.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because I've met some... Can I say D-I-C-K on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I know some dick doctors here in the States.
That's fair. Me too.
Yeah.
A dicky did a dick doc doc to dick dick to doc. That's all I got.
Don't stop. So we also learn in this moment. Oh, and the housekeeper caretaker mm-hmm. is there as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Mrs. Hill.
Yes,
yeah.
And I would like to talk about the opening shot is on this guy's hand. The doctor's holding his hand, and then they just pan out, and it's just only hands for like a minute. The first minute only features one man's terrible face and hands, and that is all we see. And yes. It's a very interesting cinematic choice. But I don't know if I like it.
I don't completely understand why. We also are on a beach, if I remember correctly.
We do go to a beach. Yeah.
It reminded
beach,
me of
beach.
Coney Island a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially later on as well. We
mm-hmm.
return to kind of what we saw.
Mm-hmm.
We also learn this moment that this dying man, mm-hmm. Mr. Anthony, has a brother, Mr. Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a nephew whose name I can't quite... George Lorimer?
Yes.
George Lorimer.
But you go.
Who is directing a play at some theater in a different town.
In London.
In London. And I just want to say, that play looked fantastic. It looked all kinds of a terrible thing that I would sit through and just hate watch. I was into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There was a lot of terrible banter and a lot of half naked women and
yes.
a lot of just weird, weirdness.
Wow, I was taking notes during, I think, all of the points where the play was shown, because I remember zero about the play.
It's probably best, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then we see the backstage, and we see George getting the news about his uncle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of like, oh, this is really inconvenient. Like, I'm real busy here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can he die, like, another time? Yeah. Essentially. He doesn't. He doesn't die another time. Like, he dies.
Do you love there's this moment where he's on the phone with the housekeeper, and he's like, well, I can come by Sunday soonest. And she's like, he's gonna go within, like, the next day. He's like, well, I really can't be bothered, basically.
Yeah. Sunday's like, gonna be it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really all I can do. I don't know what to tell you.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Then I believe the next bit that we see is Poirot after dinner. Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Not quite. They're in the office for a second because Miss Lemon is there. And Miss Lemon, again, killing it with the outfits. She's got this red dress on, and like the collar has like these black and white, like it's very Minnie Mouse, but not in a. Not in an overt Minnie Mouse kind of way.
You know, that overt Minnie Mouse style.
Not in a way that they'd get sued by Disney for having her wear this outfit.
But, like, you could Disney-bound Minnie Mouse in that dress. It was really cute. Anyway, I wanted to add that.
I like that.
Miss Lemon's Fashion Corner.
Mm-hmm. Can we, while we're here...
Yes.
Can we talk about the dope fits that Poirot is in as well? Like, the whole time. He, at one point, is in a dinner jacket that is paisley around the cuffs, and I nearly screamed.
Oh, that's
good. He looks so good constantly. And he was in his, like, his patented gray suit with his gloves in this episode for the first time, I think.
Ooh.
And it was very, very stylish, very sharp. And then Hastings walks around in a blue blazer a lot of the time, looking dope as...
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
And the fact that they haven't at least said to Hastings at some point, what in the blue blazes is going on with you? Or some variation of that is beyond me.
So, yes. Then we are going into the restaurant because Hastings says something, because Poirot says, oh yes, I'm going to have dinner with my dentist.
Yes.
He's like, what?
Because he's having trouble with his bicuspid.
I guess. And Hastings, of course, is like, why are you eating with your dentist? And Poirot says something as he's out the door, like, well, he likes to see his finished product at work or something.
Yes. Which is weird.
He's gonna watch me chew, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
He does that.
Because when they are having dinner in the next scene, the dentist remarked while staring into Poirot's mouth that his bicuspid seems to be, like, irritating him.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes.
So that is a setup for this weird, really stupid subplot later.
Yeah.
It's delightful, but it's dumb.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to be dumb, be delightful.
Yeah.
That's what my mom always told me.
Oh, my gosh. There's our t-shirt right there. Dumb but delightful.
I love it. I love it so much.
That's very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. While out to dinner... We also find that Mr. Henry Gascoigne is out to dinner and dining, having soup, steak and kidney pie, followed by a blackberry crumble.
Which sounds delicious.
Which is delicious, but, like, who does that? Nobody does that. Like, are you kidding? Like, who has soup followed by steak and kidney pie?
I don't know. I've ever had steak and kidney pie.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah. What is it like?
But, like, you don't... I mean, it's just, like, it's a meat pie.
Like a chicken pot pie?
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, with steak and just, like, a heartier cut.
He had, like, a thick tomato soup and then steak and kidney pie and then a blueberry crumble.
Not always... Oh, sorry. Yes, he did have tomato soup. I think it meant, like, inside the pie was, like, tomato base.
No,
actually, it's this delightful...
but
ale, usually.
Yeah. Okay. That does sound delicious.
That is good.
That is really good. Yeah. But not together. Don't do that.
And we were, the server was talking about what he was eating because that was like a huge deviation from what he normally eats.
Yeah. The server comes over, is like, oh, that man, he's acting odd, he is. And
he's eating something completely different. It's
because it has only happened one time before evening. It was on a Tuesday, I believe.
And the man usually comes in on Wednesdays.
Yes. And it's Wednesdays and Saturdays? He comes twice a week, whatever.
Yeah, he has a schedule and he always gets the same thing, except these two times where he does this very specific, has this order.
And this just so happens to be a Saturday when Mr. Gascoigne is up to his wild, crazy eating antics.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Because they are wild and crazy because you don't eat like that. I'm sorry.
It's a gastro nightmare.
Yeah.
Gastro nightmare.
Yeah.
Ugh. Name of a high school band.
Yeah. It just covers... the high school band is just... just covers of prog rock done with a fart machine on a synth.
It's my least favorite thing in the world.
I know, prog rock, right? Okay.
But he is eating a blackberry crumble, so the title does come back.
Kind of.
Ish?
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and we see a milk delivery.
Uh-huh.
And they come in those delightful bottles.
Yes.
And I used to buy, back when I drank dairy milk, I used to buy at Whole Foods, they had, like, these adorable old-style milk bottles. Mm-hmm. And I would buy those specifically because they looked like that. And I'm wondering, could we get almond milk in those bottles? Anyone? I would buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like interesting packaging.
Aesthetics.
I'm down for it.
Aesthetics.
Yes, we see three milk bottles. One gets set down. Yeah. And I said out loud, oh, three milks. Which is something I've never said before in my life.
Like tres leches? Is that what we're getting into right now? Because that's delightful.
Yeah. But then a neighbor shows up, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, there's three milks. And everyone's like, lady, what are you talking about? He hasn't picked up his milk in 3 days.
Yeah.
Something's happened to him. And then the next shot is them busting up into that.
And that sad man is just lying at the bottom of the stairs.
Busting up into that house.
Yeah, that's how you would know if I was no longer living, is if my Blue Apron delivery was sitting outside my door for too long.
Noted.
Yeah.
Mine is that I would not have released a podcast.
Yeah.
People are like, what happened?
Yeah.
Tyler? No one's going to know. Because I very often, like, just will go away. And then, like, I went to Scotland a few years ago, and, like, nobody knew until, like, I was already in Scotland. And I was, like, 3 days in, and I was like, here are some pictures. And I was like, wait, where are you? And I was like, away.
Wouldn't your roommates know, though?
No.
Oh.
You didn't mention?
Mention what?
You didn't mention to your roommates that you were gone to Scotland.
Oh, it was before roommates.
Oh, okay. Oh, the blessed time.
Yes. But no, they're fine.
Okay, so this guy has died. He's fallen down the stairs. He's taking a little tumble, isn't it? He's a little tumble down the stairs, isn't he? Oh, he's...
I want to fart on you so much right now.
Just so mad. So mad.
But if he had a roommate, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Sure.
True. Yeah. True dad.
And this is... Anthony.
No.
This is Henry that
has passed. This is Henry that is...
Henry has passed.
Yes, Henry has passed. He was a recluse artist. And he lived alone.
With a model upstairs? I don't know. Sometime, why was she there?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. She just, I believe, had access to the home.
All right. But she was definitely there when Poirot and Hastings rolled up.
Yes.
Yes.
Because...
Yes, she was.
And I want to know why. But Poirot hears about this because his dentist mentions it to him.
Yes.
Right. It's like, oh, remember that old man at the thing? He actually just died.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I had like this weird close-up. There are many weird close-ups and angles in this episode where we just have like Poirot's delightful mouth. Just, I said delightful a lot in this episode.
It's chill.
It's a drinking game. Start again at the beginning of this episode.
Go back now.
Grab a bottle. It's only going to get more delightful from here. Mm-hmm. So we see Poirot.
You'll be delightful of alcohol. Continue.
Has his, like, mouth open, like, with the wideners or whatever. Yeah. And, like, the dentist is being a dentist about it and, like, talking to him, asking questions, as a dentist does when you can't respond. Mm-hmm. And yes, and that is how we find out about the death. They roll up, the crew, the squad, gets together.
Team Poirot.
Team Poirot be rolling deep with two people.
It's things that
Jap
you believe.
On a good day.
It's things that you believe we are, what they say, rolling deep.
I take the fart back. That's
thank
good.
You.
And this woman is just she's a hater.
She is.
There is hateration and holleration up in this dancery right now. And I don't appreciate her attitude.
No, she had a very unhelpful attitude, yeah.
But she reminds me so much of some of my British relatives.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of like...
that just have issues, like, with people from other countries sometimes. Like, some of... not all of my family, but some of my family over there is just very anti-Portuguese.
Okay.
Yes, that's the Portuguese. Specific. And I'm just like, how? But I'm just like, you're of a certain age and time... sure, the Portuguese are the issues.
Yeah, that's the only thing. The only issue Britain has right now is the Portuguese.
And I forget the year that this episode in particular takes place, but the problem seems to be the Belgium.
Yeah,
because this woman just shoots like these nasty looks at Poirot as soon as he begins speaking, starts like repeating herself loudly.
Uh-huh.
As many awful people do when someone who speaks with an accent just does. Like, oh, they obviously can't understand what I'm saying, so I must be super obnoxious about life.
Boo.
Yeah. I don't like those people.
Yeah. So that's the model.
Yes.
And she tells them that I wrote in my notes, quote, Poirot goes upstairs to see the model. Dead guy was a painter.
End of
yes. This is before I knew anyone's name. And she says that he has a brother, a nephew, and an agent.
Yes.
So that's when Hastings and Poirot are like, cool, want to talk to these people.
And we also get the photograph of this, or see the photograph for the first time of Henry and Anthony together in a photo. And it's remarked that they are the spitting image of each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At some point later in the episode, someone says, I actually forget who, but someone says, well, they weren't identical, but they sure looked a lot alike, but they were twins. Like, okay, yep. Why was this necessary? It's not a necessary bit of information. I wrote it down because I'm like, that seems important. It was not.
Yep. Did I also say? Also, if they looked so similar and were twins, just call them identical, close enough, good enough for government work. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
unless we're actually talking about things that genetics matters in, like, I don't know, DNA research of some sort, then no one cares.
Yeah.
They're identical for all intents and purposes.
I did feel personally attacked in this scene.
Okay.
The model remarks about artists. They can never make up their mind whether to commit suicide or to give a party.
I also felt attacked.
As artists, I suffer from mental illnesses.
Oh, God, that's good.
I used tears instead of tonic with my gin that night.
Makes it a little saltier. Yeah. I mean, as all things.
Mm-hmm. When...
but goes down smooth as ever.
When you use tears, you don't have to put the salt around the rim for the margarita, yeah. It's just in there. Okay.
We're going to bottle artist tears now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It makes your skin clear, it does. Yeah. You can trust me. I have some kind of degree, I'm sure.
stuff.
And I believe now it is when we venture off to meet the surviving, what we believe is a surviving relative.
Yes, George.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We talked to Jap for a minute, but...
I do want to talk about Jap for a second. I love him. He's so good in this episode. He's in exactly one scene, two scenes, but he's in one scene, and Poirot is basically like, I have a hunch about this thing. I need to know about it. And he's like, what? Fine. And he just like, he's so like this weird little man. I do love him, but he is a pain. And it was just a very delightful scene.
Mm-hmm. That is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they have like a new forensic lab at Scotland Yard.
Oh,
yeah.
Very high tech.
Very.
A lot of microscopes.
Yeah, and we talk about how the time of death was estimated around 9:30, not because of forensics, but because he had a letter delivered.
Yes.
And he did get the letter and bring it inside.
Yes.
So, must have been after that. And it was a letter to go to an art gallery. Yeah.
Exhibit.
There we go.
Exhibition.
And so they go there first.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
And they meet his agent.
Whose name is not important.
No, he's the agent.
He's just the agent. But it's here where we get a bit with the model again, right? With the...
A little bit later, but we do learn that... the painter, I called him the painter, Henry is his name? Yeah, the dead guy, Henry, guy who fell down the stairs, is a painter, but he wouldn't sell any of his paintings.
No.
But, and the people who have those, which must be worth a ton of money, they talk about, are the model and the agent. Those are the only two people that have any of his paintings.
Right.
So now we have established a motive for both of them, because he would not let them sell the paintings either.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know, okie doke, cool, there's a reason for anyone to kill this man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. And it's during this conversation with the agent as well that we talk about his muse.
Right.
And the, kind of the disillusion of his relationship with his brother.
Right. Yes.
Because his muse was... The agent says that he was his brother Anthony's wife.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. His wife.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
All I could contribute. I'm so sorry.
And we see a painting of...
his wife.
The wife or the muse, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a nude painting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
May I say, an awful lot of nudity. An awful lot of nudity program.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to get to that when we got back to the model, because, like, Hastings was being real creepy.
He was, and also makes a very funny joke, because after the agent, they go to the model, right?
Yes.
And they go to the model, and she's in the middle of a live drawing, and they're painting her naked form, and she's very much just out on the BBC, which is, wow. Did not know they could do that in the 80s.
Oh, but there's also, like, just, I remember just knowing that there used to be just nude photographs in the newspaper, like the Sunday newspaper.
Wow.
Because here in America, we're very puritanical about the naked body, and it is surprising to us whenever we see it in other media, because it's just not, like, it just does not happen in America.
And it just seemed like that this is, like, such... Yes, like, there's death, and, like, obviously there's murder that happens on the show, but, like, other than that, like, it seems a very wholesome program, so, like, it was very jarring to me.
Yeah.
Like, in a painting, I was like, fine, cool, I get it, but, like, when you see just the model, like, naked for more than, like, it's not, like, just a quick thing, like, it...
Mm-hmm. But they're up amongst the gallery, which is above where they're doing the class. And then they come after the class is over. They come and they talk to the model again. And she's like, well, I have, you know, nothing to hide. And Hastings says something dumb like, oh, no, we were up in the gallery. Yeah. Like, oh, no, we didn't. One of us definitely wasn't leering at you. No, not at all.
Yeah. No, but it's, you know, it's kind of like, it didn't really faze me at all. Mm. Because I'm like, oh, okay. I did note it. I was like, oh, all right. cool, we're doing nudity in this one. Uh-huh. But it didn't really faze me because I'm like, oh, for art. Yeah, yeah. Sure. That makes sense. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And yes. And hey, yeah, go BBC for doing good there. Mm-hmm. Body positivity and not being afraid of bodies and that kind of stuff.
No. Art is paintings of horses. End of list.
Only that is all art is.
It's but all art is.
Are the horses naked?
Arguably, yes.
Not the ones I see.
Do they have like
chaps in a saddle?
Oh, well, there you go.
May I say, also, I have a question for both of you. Mm. Do you think that Hastings is a pervert?
Yes.
Pretty much.
I mean, like, but no more than like the average Joe. Like, he's not like doing panty raids or things like of that nature.
Yeah, but he's just like your everyday pervert.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Captain Hastings, your everyday pervert.
Your friendly neighborhood pervert.
Not in a scary way, but in a
like, an approachable way.
Yeah. An approachable pervert. Oh my God. Okay, so what happens next?
Next, I believe we return to find Mrs. Hill. No!
No!
Lies. I have lied to you and I apologize. There is a funeral that has happened.
Oh, yes.
Or is in progress.
Yes, because they go to the theater where George works and they're like, where's George? He's like, well, his uncle died. He's at the funeral. And they're like, that was so quick. We thought he was going to be buried later on. And the guy's like, no, the other uncle died. Oh, Henry's dead too now? Weird.
Yeah. So they have to go to Brighton.
Brighton. Brighton Beach.
Yeah, basically.
He wrote it in his memoirs. It was a great time.
hey, theater fans.
That is a play by Neil Simon, for those of you.
R.I.P.
All right. Yes. Yeah. So should we get into... So I think we've met all our suspects at this point.
Yes.
Is that right?
I think...
Yes.
I think we might have left one off, but I'll let you get through the list first.
Okay, so we've got the model, who could have sold paintings off and certainly had access to where he lived. We've got the agent.
Yes.
Same motive, pretty much. We have Mrs. Hill, the nurse, who I think that we learn in a minute that she's not his wife, but was his muse, I think. Mm. Isn't that right? Like, I thought it was, they had a relationship.
They definitely had a relationship, but
was that not her?
No.
Oh, it's, all right.
Yeah, it wasn't her, but like, I still say put her on the list.
Oh yeah, she's on the list. She knows of the brother and could be something there.
And was very upset about the will.
Yeah.
Right. Because he didn't write a will. And so, because Anthony didn't write a will. So everything would have gone to
George.
Oh, wait. No.
Anthony didn't write a will. Everything would have gone to Henry. Oh, and then okay. After and then that, George.
Yes. Okay. So then we also have the nephew, Mr. Lorimer. Yes. For some reason that we wouldn't necessarily know yet. But, you know, could be. Could be.
Immediate family.
Yeah, immediate family. And I think that's basically our list.
I would like to add myself for his poor food choices while dining out.
Yes.
Because I would have done it.
Yes.
He died of indigestion.
Oh, and it could have been the brother. However, we then learn that he died before Henry did, so no.
No, couldn't be.
He was dead.
Unless. Yeah.
Okay, no. We were so unclear. I know.
I was going to say, unless he faked his death. But no.
That did not happen. He is in the ground.
Yeah.
He is dead. Okay, so those are the suspects. They're at Brighton Beach. He talks to, they go to the funeral, then they go to the beach, and they talk to both George and then Mrs. Hill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not in that order.
Yes, no, in that order.
In that order. And they discover that basically also Poirot lies about who he is. He's like, I'm a friend of your uncle's, and Hastings the whole time is like, you're lying, Poirot. This isn't at all like him. which is very fun. And once again, everyone looks dope in their dope fits on the beach, listening to a band play.
Yeah.
Which is very odd, very wholesome.
Yeah, it's very odd. It's very
we don't do that anymore.
We don't do it anymore, but that used to be a thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's just like, how much has, you know, the internet ruined community? Is my question to you.
I guess I've been going to different beaches.
You have bands on the beach all the time?
Not all the time, but there's usually like a gazebo-like structure like mm-hmm. the band had. Yeah. There are a couple places down in South Jersey that do that, pretty close, like that a little bit offset beach, but
the Jersey Shore stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't do that in the city. Too much.
Okay.
Too much noise.
Well, you guys are filled with punk rockers up here, parading
doing
the streets.
Doing fart prog rock. Yep. Bringing it back again.
Oh man.
You will never hear the end of it, and also never so hear. It. You will never hear it, thank God. But
album comes out in 2 months.
It's dropping on SoundCloud. Gross.
Or popping.
Okay, where were we? Right, okay, so basically he talks to Mrs. Hill. And then he's
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
They're like, can we, like, walk you home, Mrs. Hill? And she's like, leave me.
She's so dramatic. I love her.
Uh-huh. She's great. She's so good.
So they go back to London.
Yes.
They go back to London.
And then they follow a homeless man into a restroom.
Yeah. That was not my was that what happened?
Yes.
Oh, he was homeless. I thought he worked there. I thought he was the janitor.
They found the janitor in there.
Okay.
But, like, they saw a homeless man enter.
I see. Because they were.
It was the janitor?
Yeah.
The janitor was. The broom.
Yes.
Or mop.
Yeah, he was mopping up. He was working, girl.
Sorry. Kind of
but there was a homeless
two characters
dude, right?
One.
Yeah, I there was. So. Because they were tracking the way he would have gone from.
Tracking the way the. I think we missed.
They go back to the restaurant.
They go back to the restaurant.
Okay.
But they also find at some point, I'm sorry, maybe you just mentioned this, and it already went out of my head. They found out that Henry had a light meal before he died.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, this is actually important.
Yeah, it had not been mentioned, thank you.
Yeah.
He had a light meal. So it couldn't have been him at the restaurant with the soup, the steak and kidney pie, and the blackberry crumble.
Because that is not a light meal.
It's very it's heavy. Not light. It sits in your tongue.
Not light and not right. Hashtag never forget.
And also his teeth were not stained from the blackberries.
Right.
And this is where we get our one and only reference to
4 and 20
blackbirds baked in a pie. And that's where we get the episode title.
So they go home. He has this realization. So they go back to the restaurant, and they go and they take the route that the old man, the old painterman, Henry, that's his name, painterman, yes. Henry Painterman, would walk back to his home. And then they realize there's a public restroom that they see a homeless person go in. They go in. They talk to the janitor.
Right, because we realized that he was wearing a disguise. The person that ate at the restaurant was disguised as Henry, our painter friend.
Yes.
Yes.
And they basically confront the janitor about this. He's like, yeah, nope, someone definitely came in and changed. And they're like, well, why didn't you? He was like, well, I was hoping to get paid for knowing, and then he just didn't pay me, and he ran off into the night. And so Poirot gives him some money as a thank you for the information.
As he takes his hat and scarf neck and off his body.
Yes.
He's like, no, this is not yours. This is not yours. And then gets his coat, I believe, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's what I thought.
And a cane.
Yes. I had thought that the homeless man that they followed in there had, like, grabbed a mop to, like, pretend to be a janitor, and then he was, like, fake mopping up.
Oh,
that's what I thought would happen. So that's where that came from.
Noted.
All right.
Noted. That's very fun, and I think is a very good element of it, and would make the episode more enjoyable. So now my headcanon is that that is the case.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. And so now we have the reveal, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because we have a very quick moment where they're chatting and they're like, yeah, it's not the model or the agent because they both have alibis. Oh, okay. And then I'm like, great. Is that's it? That's the whole, like, moment? All right, cool.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. No, just real quick. I apologize for this.
No.
But I remember at one point when they're talking to Mrs. Hill, Hastings grabs this newspaper.
Oh, right. Because
he's been following Cricket the entire episode. But I remember last episode,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a couple episodes ago, where, like, Poirot was reading the newspaper and, like,
mm-hmm.
case solved because he remembered this one thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, if this happens again, Tristan is going to lose his mind.
And it didn't, and it didn't.
Yeah.
But that is the best line out of the whole episode, which is Hastings walks up to him and Mrs. Hill, who are speaking to each other, and he starts just talking about Cricket. And Poirot says, Hastings, the crickets. Which is amazing. But later on, he does listen to the radio while he's thinking about the case, and he's listening to the cricket score. And at one point, he starts talking to Hastings. I remember what point, I think. Because there is a scene where, and this is where he wears his fantastic dinner jacket, where Poirot cooks a meal for Hastings.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's so weird.
As part of the B plot of like his bicuspid, bicuspid plot. But he cooks a meal and watches Hastings eat the meal in front of him.
It's so funny.
And he's like, it's good, right? And he's like, yeah, it's so weird. And almost sexual.
It was very sexual to me. I took a cold shower after that.
It was really weird.
You're not eating. Are you not eating? Oh, no. And he just sits there and leers at him.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Well, he does say that his bicuspid is still giving him discomfort, and that's why he's not joining. But it is still
odd.
Very.
And the way he's looking at him is weird. So strange.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I love it so much. This episode has a lot of really fun scenes like that.
It does.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, we are now back at the theater.
The reveal. Yeah.
Right,
at the theater for the reveal. Because we all know who did it at this point because we eliminated everybody else.
Wait, it's time for an ad break.
All right.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/ADCpod and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/ADCpod to get started today. Why Audible? Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. So obviously, here on the show, we talk about Audible a lot, and we're super excited to be sponsored by them. And I've been, in addition to listening to lots and lots of Poirot, of course, I've been listening to John Hodgman's Vacation Land, which is excellent if you haven't picked that up yet. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/ADCpod. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ADCpod for your free audiobook.
Freshly offers chef-prepared, all-natural gourmet meals delivered to customers' doorsteps through a weekly subscription model. Healthy means that our menu is designed using whole, natural ingredients. Every meal is packed with high-quality proteins, heart-healthy fats, and nutrient-dense carbohydrates. Freshly meals will never contain gluten, refined sugars, or artificial additives. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, and are ready to eat within 3 minutes. And as a Scavengers Network listener, you can take 30% off of your first week if you go to bit.ly/scavfresh.
And we're back. they confront George in the theater, and it's really elaborate. They've set up a bunch of tables with, like, evidence, quote-unquote, on it, and it's weird, but it's very fun. It's very dramatic, very extra.
Very theatrical.
Oh, there it
one
is.
One might say.
Ooh.
Indeed. And I basically figured out it was George, the nephew, as soon as they said that the Anthony had died before before Saturday, and mm-hmm. that Henry had mm-hmm. died on Saturday, and I remembered him saying at the beginning, nah, can't get there till Sunday for the funeral. Mm-hmm. Like, why? Oh, because you had to do a murder.
Mm-hmm. I knew it wasn't him immediately when in the scene with Poirot talking to his dentist at the restaurant.
Knew it wasn't who immediately?
Well, it wasn't Henry.
Eating?
Yeah, eating. Because,
at the restaurant. Got
yeah, because the makeup was not very convincing.
Got it, okay.
It was clearly somebody in disguise, which is like, why didn't you just hire the guy so it would, anyway, but it's fine. So, I figured it was the nephew pretty quickly.
Yeah.
The minute he was introduced, I'm like, oh, it's gotta be him, right? Or I actually suspected for a little bit the nephew's assistant.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, it seemed pretty darn clear to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and so apparently the assassin had gone in and changed the postmark on the letter.
Yes.
So he did grab the letter because, you know, they had thought that the time of death was around 9:30 because that's when he got the letter. Well, no, it was the nephew in disguise grabbing the letter, and then he changed the postmark so that it looked like it had arrived at a certain time to, like, cover up the fact that... Mm-hmm. Cover up the murder? Now that I'm saying this, I don't totally understand what happened.
Because he murdered him earlier on, right. On the Saturday, yeah. Not during Saturday night.
Yes. He was already dead by the time he was eating that weird meal at that restaurant.
Yes.
And that's...
That's the episode.
Like, that's pretty much it. It kind of just ended.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the whole breakdown of that final scene. Because not only did, like, Poirot, like, and Jap, like, read him his rights,
mm-hmm.
but, like, Poirot read him to rights, like, during the entire scene. Like, talking about how his craftsmanship was sloppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
I was totally into it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, and then they have another scene at the restaurant, and I think they're talking about cricket again.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was just like, all right.
Yeah, that's why, because... Poirot is like, oh, this happened and this happened. Didn't you know Hastings? And Hastings is like, what? And it's because he was listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Because Poirot loves Hastings, even though he won't admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it.
Okay. What do you think of, like, what would you rate this episode, guys?
We're doing 5 mustaches because it is a TV show episode.
Yish.
I'm not a big fan of this one, honestly. I don't know, kind of a 2 for me.
Okay. Tyler?
I give it a 4.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was not, like, the most well-crafted crime, but I had so much fun. The only reason it doesn't get 4.5 stash, or not even 4 in a chaplain, who eats soup, steak and kidney pie, and blackberry cobbler in one sitting? You don't do that.
Since I have no... qualms with the meal at all, I give it a 5 out of 5. This is my favorite episode that I've seen so far.
Really? Okay.
It is light, it is funny, there is no part that I'm like, ah, about it, and there wasn't any, like, other than, I guess, I didn't understand that she was being rude to a foreign person. I was like, what is this woman yelling about?
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all. So I was, like, about to say there wasn't any weird racism or sexism. There was a little... But, okay, I didn't notice it because I guess I'm an idiot.
Well.
And white and a guy.
There you go.
Which is to say, an idiot. So, I really enjoyed it. I think it was really fun. And everyone looked so cool. The outfits were incredible. I liked this one a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't a fan of it because, I don't know, it didn't feel like it had this... I didn't feel like it ended... in a super satisfying way.
Sure.
Okay.
And, yeah, I don't know. I just wasn't that attached to the characters. It also might have been I had not had coffee yet when I saw it, but that's where I was.
That's fair.
When I viewed the episode. So I'm going to be the grumpy one today.
That's quite all right. We need one every week.
Yeah, for the first time, it's not me.
All right, I think that's just about us for today. And so the meeting that we are having of the Amateur Detective Club is adjourned.
The meeting that was. Gavel sound.
Fart sound.